Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. In this episode, we're going to talk about hard inquiries, okay? So throughout the year, we get a few customers who reach out to us and say, hey, do you guys work on removing hard inquiries from y'all's customers' credit reports? Or we may have some clients of ours who are enrolled with our service, and they're like, hey, we noticed you guys haven't disputed any hard inquiries. Do you guys work on inquiries? How can we get these removed? Okay. So before we go into detail and answer that question, let's first start off by explaining there's usually two types of people who ask us, hey, do you guys work on removing hard inquiries? Okay. That first type are going to be people who are, I guess, beating around the bush. You know, these people know they have bad credit, they have negative items on their credit, but they just want to start with, hey, I got some hard inquiries on my credit report. Can y'all get those off? You know, and usually once we pull their credit report, they have some negative items on there, and you know, they're like, yeah, I need credit repair too. Okay, so that's the first type, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's just getting a head start and just you know, at least starting the process of talking about your situation. So that's good. Number two, the second type of people who ask that question are people who actually have great credit history. However, they may have applied for some type of credit card and they got denied, and the response was too many hard inquiries within 6 months or too many hard inquiries within 12 months. You know, that does not mean you need to work on getting them removed. You know, that's just, credit cards are one of the most, or I guess the most strict application or account that you can even apply for. You know, credit cards have so many stipulations, is just insane. To this day, me having perfect credit with no negative items reporting to my credit reports, I to this day get, you know, denied for credit cards. You know, I travel a lot, so I like to take advantage of the travel reward points, the intro bonuses on credit cards. Like, for example, me owning a credit repair business, we have to spend a lot of money in just marketing, and then office supplies, shipping mail, documents, you know, just office supplies in general, you know, and then the business expenses throughout the year, it can really get pretty expensive. So with that being said, the Sturgis Credit Repair Company is at least spending a few thousand dollars every single month just to keep the business running, you know, the way it should be. And if I see a credit card that's like, oh, get $1,000 if you spend $3,000 in 90 days. You know, I know for a fact I'm not going in credit card debt if I did that, because I have those bills every single month regardless. So regardless if I write a check for my bills, use a debit card for my bills, make it come straight out of the business bank account, at the end of the day, my bills are still coming out of the business account. So if I see a credit card offer that's like, oh, spend such and such amount of money within 3 months, we'll give you $500, $750. I've seen as much as $1,200. So, I mean, I would take advantage of those. So a lot of times I do run my credit a lot throughout the year just to get some of these free bonuses out there. And look, like I say, I have to spend the money anyway. So guys, it's literally free cash for me. So, so those are people who usually ask about hard inquiries. Now, when it comes to getting denied for a credit card, because that is probably going to be the only thing that is going to deny you for having hard inquiries on your credit report. No other account is pretty much going to give you a denial because you have a hard inquiry on your credit report. That's just silly. Credit cards have strict rules. You know, you can get denied for a credit card by having an 850 credit score, and maybe the bank just say, hey, you have too many cards. You know, we don't want to give you this card, or you don't have enough money in your bank account with us. You know, we don't trust you with this card. And they just simply just may deny you just to deny you. I don't know. I get denied just for random stuff, and they send me this letter in the mail. Oh, you have a 800 credit score, but here's the reason we deny you. You have 2 hard inquiries within a year. You know, just some crap. So look, I get denied for credit card offers. Every single credit card will not approve you. Every bank is going to give some type of excuse of why you couldn't get approved. It's no big deal. Just because it says too many hard inquiries within 6 months or 12 months doesn't mean it's affecting your credit report. They have to put something on that paper, you know, explaining why they deny you. Okay. Moving on. Hard inquiries reports for 2 years. Okay. They're not on there long. Negative items such as late payments, charge-offs, collection accounts, that crap reports for 7 years. Okay. Bankruptcies are clients who have bankruptcies on their credit. That crap reports for 10 years. So look, 2 years, and after the first 6 to 8 months, those inquiries literally play no effect to your credit score. So guys, look, I get people ask me all the time, hey, I have 4 or 5 hard inquiries. You think you can help remove those from my credit? For what? It's not going to do anything. And most of the time, these inquiries are about to fall off naturally in like a handful of months. So just, it's not going to do anything. So when you first run your credit, okay, let's just say I apply for a credit card tonight. Okay. You know, after work and everything, I got off work, went home, and I went to Capital One's website and I apply for a credit card. I run my credit and boom, a hard inquiry hits my credit. Okay. My credit score, depending on the history of my credit score may drop 1 or 2 points. Depending on how strong your credit is, your credit may not drop at all from one hard inquiry. Okay. So let's just stick to, let's say 1 or 2 points, your credit score may drop because you apply for something. Okay. After 6 to 8 months, your credit have changed so much since when you applied for a credit card or a loan or a car almost a year ago, to where that hard inquiry is literally not even affecting you. Okay. Your scores probably went back up the very next month because you paid your bills on time for that month. So after 6 to 8 months, no one cares. Like, most banks are like, hey, you have too many hard inquiries within a 6 month period. Sometimes they may see a 12 month period, but most of them are like, hey, too much is going on within half a year. So let's just say we were able to get something deleted, get a hard inquiry deleted within or after 6 to 8 months. If that item came off, your credit score will not increase. I mean, if it does, you must have like 500 hard inquiries on your credit, and after 6 to 8 months, yeah, your credit score jumped 15 points, you know, from 500 hard inquiries. I've seen clients that has had natural deletions, you know, hard inquiries that fell off naturally after 7 years. And I see this monthly, you know, I don't touch them, but I see them fall off monthly. And one of my clients had like 30 hard inquiries got deleted within, you know, all within 1 month, because they've been reporting for 2 years and her credit score increased like 4 points, you know, from 30 hard inquiries, you know, being reported for 2 years. So it, 30 hard inquiries, 4 points, like that just, that does nothing for me or nothing for the client. I really don't even like to waste energy on hard inquiries because they really do not do anything, but I'm going to get to it later on in this episode of how to get those removed. You know, for those who are still listening and, you know, you still want to believe that this is going to change your credit life somehow. But check this out here. Like I said, old inquiries may not even increase your credit scores. Now, as far as removing them, this is what you guys came to this episode for. With disputing and removing hard inquiries, you have three options, okay? Option number one, the old-fashioned way. You can dispute these with the credit bureaus. Here's the bad news with that. With number one here, when you request to dispute those, it is a 50-50 chance that the credit bureaus will process that dispute. A lot of times the credit bureaus will say, oh, well, we don't work on hard inquiries anymore. We don't investigate in hard inquiries. You need to contact the creditor. And the credit bureaus will not process disputes for hard inquiries. I've had it done to me on a personal level. I tried to dispute like 4 or 5 hard inquiries like 2 years ago. I believe it was Equifax, and they straight up told me, no, we don't work on hard inquiries anymore. You need to contact all the banks that ran your credit and see if they're going to be willing to remove it. Okay, so that's option one. You can try and dispute it with the credit bureaus by mailing, or you can, you know, do it online by clicking some online button, which that definitely isn't going to help. But however way you want to do it, I don't care. You know, you want to hire a service and they can mail it in for you or do it yourself. I mean, I wouldn't pay for a service just to dispute hard inquiries because that's literally not going to do anything really. Number two, okay, call the credit bureaus. Now, all three credit bureaus are all privately owned businesses. They're three different businesses. So whatever Experian does in their house, Equifax do not do. Whatever Equifax does in their house, TransUnion may do something different in theirs. Okay, so stick with me here. Some credit bureaus, you can call Experian and say, hey, I don't believe these hard inquiries are authorized, or I'm not familiar with some of these hard inquiries. And sometimes Experian would just be like, oh, okay, cool, we'll take them off. But here's the thing, you can call them back a week later, speak to someone different, and they're going to be like, yeah, no, nothing we can do about that. You need to contact the banks that run your credit, figure it out with them. You know, so you can get two different answers from the same exact credit bureau. You know, it all depends on how that person is feeling for the day, because at the end of the day, the credit bureaus do not care about hard inquiries. And I'm going to tell you why in the next topic of this episode here. Okay, number three, going directly with the banks that ran your credit. This is going to be the most efficient way to get something removed from your credit report. Not something, but hard inquiries removed from your credit report. Okay. And like I said, most credit bureaus will tell you, hey, don't call us, call the bank, see if they're going to be willing to remove it and stop reporting it. So if I ran my credit with Capital One, I am going to write them a formal letter. I'm not going to call them and speak to a customer service rep because they're just going to say, no, I have nothing to do with this, and hang up on you. I will write them a formal letter, okay? Just like you would with a late payment, like a goodwill request. I will write Capital One letter and say, hey guys, you ran my credit, 6 months ago for a credit card. This is affecting my credit card application for something else, or this is affecting me from getting a home. You know, this one hard inquiry would do me such a huge favor if you guys can stop reporting this to the credit bureaus. I understand that it is your duty to report accurate and true information to the credit bureaus. However, I have already contacted the credit bureaus and requested for this to be removed so I can go on with my financial goals I have ahead of me, and they have agreed that they will allow the deletion if you guys request to remove it, since you guys are in control of it. And a lot of times, you know, you can just keep going on and on and on, explain what you're trying to do with your life, explain how this is affecting you, explain you understand that they're responsible for reporting the accurate information You know, just to go ahead and beat them so they won't respond with, oh, we're responsible for reporting this. Just go ahead and type that you understand that so they can't respond with that. And a lot of times they may agree and say, sure, I will remove these hard inquiries from your credit report. You know, have a good day. Thanks for being a good customer at Capital One or Chase or Wells Fargo, whoever ran your credit. Now, if you are a person that has 20 hard inquiries on your credit and you have to do this for 20 different banks, I just wouldn't. It's just like, look, if you guys have like two or three hard inquiries on your credit and y'all are like some credit freaks to where you want zero hard inquiries, sure, do it. You know, if you got time for that, sure. Me personally, over the last 2 years, I have 9 hard inquiries on my credit report. As of today, I'm looking at my phone here, 9 hard inquiries, and I do not care because they're not affecting me. You know, this is not making me not get approved for something. I can go out and finance anything I want to or use my credit for anything I want to today. And I can promise you, it's not going to affect me. Now, if a credit card application denies me and their excuse is, oh, too many hard inquiries within 6 months or 8 months or 12 months, so be it. You know, I just wait and then apply later on or just apply with a different bank, because every bank is going to have a different answer. You know, it may not even be due to the hard inquiries, but that was just something that they could have put on the denial paper that they claim it was the hard inquiries. Okay, now before I end this episode, let's talk about the difference between disputing hard inquiries today versus in the past. Okay, now remember I told you step number one with trying to remove the hard inquiries, you're going to dispute directly with the credit bureaus by sending them dispute letters or disputing online, however way you want to do it. I don't like doing the stuff online because you really don't have many options and it's just a waste of time. But if you guys, you know, do it the correct way and mail them, you know, a true dispute, not some online template crap, then back then, years ago, when you applied for something, you know, going into the bank was more common than it is now. Nowadays, all banks are online, or dealership application or credit applications are online. You know, years ago, you used to fill out credit applications in person, and that was literally the verification to the hard inquiry. You know, the main thing with hard inquiries was back then, you used to be able to request verification, verify this hard inquiry, you know, prove that I signed a credit app giving you permission to access my credit report or privacy notice or whatever the crap is that they have you sign whenever you run your credit for something, or give them permission to run your credit. Back then, a lot of that stuff was a paper trail. So when that information got lost or those documents got lost, well, guess what? That is a unverified inquiry. You know, they couldn't verify it. Now, things are electronic, right? When you apply for a credit card these days, that crap is online. When you apply for a car loan these days, that stuff's online. So when you apply for an electronic credit application, when you submit an application online, it is instantly sent directly to the credit bureaus, okay? Because they receive your information electronically, and that data is already reported to the credit bureaus before you find out if you was approved or denied for that account. So what's on that credit application? Your address, your name, your phone number, your job, everything that verifies you is on that credit application that's electronically sent to the credit bureaus. They have all of this. You cannot dispute in hard inquiry when it's literally electronically verified by every piece of information about your life, okay? The only way you can go against that is by saying, oh, that's identity theft. You know, somebody stole all of my personal information. Guess what? That still won't help. They're going to tell you, okay, well, fill out this identity theft form and prove that, you know, you are a victim of identity theft, which may require a police report. And then guess what? If you file a fake police report, that's a felony. You know, now you're in trouble. So look, guys, I'm not saying this to discourage you, but when it comes to hard inquiries, don't waste your time on this. Look, if you guys got a handful of inquiries, Let that crap fall off after 2 years. After the first 6 or 8 months of a reporting, who cares? It has nothing to do with your credit anymore. So hopefully someone's out there listening to this episode that's asking the question, man, how can I get these hard inquiries removed off of my credit report? Or better yet, I have one or two inquiries on my credit report. How can I get these removed? Don't waste your time. Leave it. It's not doing anything to your credit. Removing them would not help your credit. I promise you, if you had one or two hard inquiries, okay, if you had 3, 4, 5 hard inquiries on your credit report, and whatever you got denied for recently, and it said it was due to the hard inquiries, I promise you, if those 3 to 4 or 5 inquiries were deleted right now, and you applied for it next month or tomorrow or whenever, you will still be denied. They will just give you a whole different excuse next time. That's all for this episode. Hope this helped any of y'all out there. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.